This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Worthington Industries, it's closing its Worcester plant. The company that makes equipment for the oil and natural gas industry announced yesterday the facility's last day of operation will be at the end of May. Here to help us understand the impact on the city is president of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce, Justin Starlin. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Worcester is a city of about 25,000 people. What sort of effect will the closure of this plant have?
Well, you know, you hate to see anybody lose their job, especially today. But the truth is that we probably have the strongest economy we've had in 30 plus years, even taking us back to the days when the world headquarters for Rubbermaid was located in Worcester. Very strong economy and very diverse. The displacement of workers, we really think there's an opportunity for our employees or employers in town, rather, to have an opportunity to fill those vacancies.
What gives you that optimism? What makes it the strongest economy in 30 years?
Yeah, so the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in 30-plus years, we are one of the top 10 lowest unemployment rates for a county in the state of Ohio. And all of our industries are doing extremely well, looking to add capacity. The ability to add capacity is merely, can they find the talent locally to make that capacity a reality, which you hate to say this, but Worthington's departure may be an opportunity for local industries.
What sort of industries are you talking about there? Because manufacturing jobs have been on a steady decline, and that's been felt in Ohio.
Absolutely. But Worcester actually, over the last 10 years, has grown in manufacturing. We consider it king here. A lot is in automotive, and a lot is just in still in oil and gas here in Worcester. So manufacturing continues to grow. The number of employees and just the economic output here in Worcester has grown over the last 10 years.
You're talking about the demand for employees around there. More than half of the 122 people laid off by Worthington Industries will be able to transfer to another facility 2 hours away in Fairfield County. Could that mean more skilled workers leaving your area?
Absolutely, it could. And that's a challenge, is that the skilled worker gap in the state of Ohio is an issue throughout, no matter what county you're in. So to lose skilled workers definitely will be a hit to Worcester and Wayne County. But again, our hope is to retain as many of those individuals with good employment opportunities that exist here in Worcester and Wayne County.
As of this morning, there was still no notice of a large layoff posted on state websites, though the state office Ohio Means Jobs is trying to find people new work. Are you happy with how the company and how the state have handled this?
You know, you as a chamber, as a community, you always want as much advance notice as possible. Yesterday was a little bit surprising to know that the operation here in Worcester was going to leave, and you always want advance notice. We'll just leave it at that. And I know yesterday it did surprise a number of people.
Justin Starlin, president of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.